Thanks for listening to today's episode of Journey Now. Join us for our virtual Sunday gatherings at 10 a.m. on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or through our website at journeytn.com/livestream.
Hello and welcome to Journey Now. My name is Susie Lind and I'm the formation pastor here at Journey Church. Last time we were together on this podcast, I presented an overview of guided prayer and how it might be helpful. Today, I'd love to guide us in a prayer practice together as we learn to relate to God and be with Him in the midst of the circumstances we find ourselves in. The stay-at-home orders have been lifted in Tennessee, and if you're like me, you might be feeling a gamut of emotions about it all. Part of me is really hopeful and excited about being out of my house and with people more, but another part of me is actually worried about things like, well, what if the virus will spike and what will life actually look like now? No matter what is on your mind right now, Jesus actually cares. So let's recenter our focus on Jesus and look to Him for reassurance and rest. As we begin our time of prayer together, take a moment to get comfortable and become aware of how your body feels and breathe. Where do you feel pain, discomfort, or tension? How are you carrying stress in those places? Continue breathing, and as you do, try to release some of the tension in your body, in your neck, in your lower back, in your arms, in your thighs, in your feet, even in your hands. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you." This verse invites us to give God all our anxiety because He cares for us. The practice of prayer is a way we practice doing just that. It may or may not be a one-time thing, which is why practice is the key word. We aren't trying to achieve peace. We're practicing moving towards Jesus, who is our perfect peace. What's the one thing that's bringing you worry right now? As we start to talk to God, think about what it is about God that makes you even want to draw near to Him. Let your mind focus on those attributes of God and how big and awesome and powerful He is. Let your mind focus on the truth that He understands the challenges you're facing right now. God, we trust You and believe that You are bigger than our problems. And Lord, help our unbelief. You are greater than the struggles that we face. Now, in your own words, begin to thank God for His faithfulness to you and His kindness and mercy. And if you need more of God's presence in those ways right now, name the places in your life where you want to see, feel, and know His goodness is there. Speaking out our anxieties is a tiny act of surrendering them to Jesus. As we begin to let go of our worries and anxieties, let's pray this together. Jesus, thank You for caring about the details of my life. Thank You for caring about the things that weigh me down. Thank You that I can tell You about these things because You care for me and want to carry my burdens. In this moment right now, God, I'm attempting to let go of these burdens, the ones in my heart and my emotions and the heaviness that's on my mind. Now let's bring our attention to other people in our lives who may be struggling with worry or fear. Say the names of your friends or family who may be having difficulty right now as they find their way through this pandemic. Let's pray on behalf of those we love. God, we pray for our people, our friends, our family, our coworkers. Give them the rest and joy they need. Give them strength for today and hope for tomorrow. please remove the worries and heartaches from their souls. As we close our time of prayer, once again, give thanks to Jesus. Jesus, thank you for your care for each of us. Thank you for wanting us to give you our worries. Fill our lives with your joy and peace. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed these episodes, please consider helping us continue to produce them with a financial gift. Go to journeytn.com/give to learn more.